Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. Today we have a special edition of Sunshine Sisters. My friend Lynn Lotkowitz interviews Shelley Wilson, editor of the Northeast Journal.
My guest today is St. Pete resident and editor of the Northeast Journal, Shelley Wilson. The Northeast Journal has been around since 2004 and remains a free bi-monthly print publication with a focus on good news in the greater Old Northeast neighborhood. Shelley is also the former editor of the Gabber newspaper in Gulfport. Thank you for making time for us today, Shelley, and being a Sunshine Sister.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, we moved to St. Peter, actually to Gulfport from Northern California, Santa Rosa, when I was about 8 years old. And to be honest with you, I spent a long time being mad about that. you know, nobody asks the eight-year-old where they want to move, and I loved Northern California. We moved here, and everything was so hot, and it took me a long time to get used to it. Off and on, there have been some stints in other places, but I've lived here since 1985.
And what inspired you to get involved with the Northeast Journal and St. Pete?
I actually was kind of between work, and a friend of mine, John Kyle, told me that the Northeast Journal was looking for a new editor. Janann Taliaferro was retiring, and it was just perfect job, perfect timing.
So good. Mm-hmm. What do you think St. Pete's biggest challenge is for 2024 and moving forward?
Well, I think it's like a lot of cities, and especially coastal cities. I think the challenge is climate change, sea level rise, sustainability, but also balancing development with affordable housing. You know, we don't want to become like a little Manhattan where people work and no one can afford to live. And those are all huge challenges that a lot of cities face, but I think that's probably what St. Pete's working with.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about an accomplishment that you're proud of?
This is a weird one, but
nothing's weird.
Well, I went away to college, you know, at 18 or whatever. I went to UF and I had a full scholarship and was, you know, poised to take on the world. And, you know, life gets in the way. And I left UF after 3 years. I didn't quite finish. And I just withdrew. I mean, I didn't actually withdraw from my classes. I just left. So I had all these Fs on my record. My grade point average tanked. And I kind of just blew up my life. And it took me 12 years of going to, SPC and back to USF and all of these. Just, it was a long, hard road and journey to finish that one last year of college. And I'm proud of myself for sticking with that. You know, in the course of my life, having a bachelor's degree has not turned out to be necessary, but I am kind of proud that I stuck with it to actually just go finish that. Yeah.
Okay. Did you at any point have a mentor? And if so, tell us a little bit about them.
Actually, I've had a lot of great people in my life, obviously. I mean, everybody has. But when I first started working at the Gabber newspaper in Gulfport, I came in to answer phones. And I was in my early 20s. And I had no idea that this was going to become my life, you know, my career. And the owners of the paper, Ken and Deb Reichert, really took me under their wing. We all just got along real well. And Ken taught me so much stuff. I mean, about sales and about interpersonal
things, business.
Management. Yeah, all of those. And all of these life skills that, you know, on top of, you know, what it means to be working at a newspaper in a small town. And I think I learned a lot from them. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Do you have a special place on your bucket list that you have not accomplished yet?
Yeah. I mean, most of the world. there's some, you know, anywhere in South America, we'd love to go. Japan, actually Asia. I mean, I've not been anywhere in Asia, anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. So, yeah, it's a big world out there. It's hard to pinpoint one place, but yeah.
Tell us something about the Northeast Journal that people listening might not know.
Well, we're a newspaper, but we're a good newspaper. So, you know, we're about, you know, people, good places, good things happening. You know, we're not a newspaper in the traditional sense of reporting on crime. And I think it's interesting that in news as in life, no news is good news. So most of what you see out there are bad news stories.
Absolutely.
And it's just nice, you know, Jen, the publisher, has this mission of just people need to read good news. You know, people need to read about good stuff. And I think if you hear the Northeast Journal, you might not realize that that's actually what it's about. It's actually about good stuff. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Shelley. Thanks for your time today and for being part of Sunshine Sisters on Radio St. Pete.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Lynn.